the ultimate guide to buying a house in Seattle, Washington. Are you considering purchasing a home in Seattle? You might be wondering if it is a wise idea. Maybe you have concerns about buying a home in a town badly affected by the recession. Perhaps you are curious about the housing market in the area. Or maybe you want to know how much money you will have to spend on your ideal home. So, here are some answers. Why buy a house in Seattle? If you want to relocate, buying a home in Seattle is a great option. There are numerous advantages to living in this city, making it well worth the effort. Before deciding whether or not to buy a home in Seattle, be sure you grasp these factors. Living space. The first reason people choose to live in Seattle is that there is enough room to expand. There are plenty of places to call home here, and the cost of living is low compared to many other cities. Price. If you wish to buy a house in Medina, Seattle homes for sale, you will find that the costs are modest. You can get a decent starter home for under $150,000 these days. It implies that you could pay less than half the price in San Francisco, New York, Boston, and other major cities. Education. Public schools in Seattle are generally of high quality. Private schools abound, but they are prohibitively expensive. However, government universities are also very satisfactory. Location. Two mountain ranges surround Seattle. These mountains form a natural barrier, shielding the city from strong winter winds and snowstorms. They also prevent a lot of rain and fog from falling in other parts of the country. There is no salt spray on the ground because the shore is at a significant distance from the shore, resulting in a healthier environment for plants. Being surrounded by water also helps to keep the soil moist since evaporation occurs at a much slower rate than in drier settings. The people. The cultural diversity here is remarkable. As a result, each household has different food and language. People in Seattle are generally kind and open to others who share their interests. It is simple to make friends in Seattle, especially if you enjoy going out and meeting new people. The weather. The weather in Seattle is pleasant all year. Summers are warm but not excessively so, while winters are pleasant and rainy, yet dry enough to walk around without getting soaked. Summers are frequently windy, though not overly so. The annual rainfall is about 47 inches. As a result, houses for sale. Seattle are among the best places to escape from inclement weather. Best places to live in Seattle. Since its founding in 1851, Seattle has evolved into numerous distinct areas, each with their separate history and beauty. Here are 9 such neighborhoods where you can buy a property for yourself. 1. Fremont. Fremont has been around since the early 1900s. This area is home to many large properties from the 1920s to 1940s. Today, this area is still considered one of the best neighborhoods in Seattle. 2. Ballard. Ballard is located just north of downtown Seattle and is home to some of the oldest buildings in Seattle. Many of these older properties have been maintained and turned into apartments and lofts. 3. Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill is a diverse area with a rich cultural and historical heritage. There is no shortage of restaurants, coffee shops, bars, bookstores, art galleries, and even a brewery in this beautiful community. 4. University District. The area is known for its artsy vibe, excellent dining options, and closeness to the leading universities in the city. The Pacific Science Center, Seattle Art Museum, Chiuli Garden and Glass, and Experience Music Project are all located in the University District. 5. Laurelhurst. Laurelhurst is a one-of-a-kind neighborhood with a rich history dating to the late 1800s. This locality offers a peaceful environment while being close to downtown Seattle. 6 Central District. This dynamic neighborhood is home to some of the top pubs, coffee shops, and cafes. Whether you are searching for a calm stroll around the park or a lively night out, the Central District has it all. 7 South Lake Union. South Lake Union is a neighborhood that has seen tremendous growth over the past decade. This area is home to Amazon headquarters and boasts the best view of the skyline in Seattle. 8 Belltown. Belltown is now the core of Seattle's tech industry. Thousands of people live in high-rise buildings here, but they are still near enough public transportation to get to work. 9 Pioneer Square. Pioneer Square is located in downtown Seattle and has an area rich in culture, history, and community. Several museums, including the Experience Music Project and the Seattle Art Museum, are also located in this neighborhood. These are some of the best options for anyone looking to buy a property in the Seattle area. These are generally safe, family-friendly areas with excellent schools and plenty of green space and parks. How much will I need to spend? The cost of buying a property in Seattle varies based on where you reside. The typical price ranges from $700,000 to $900,000. The average house purchase price in Seattle was $816,718 in February 2021. It means 50% of the homes sold below $816,718, and the other half sold at a higher rate. This figure, however, is not set in stone. There are residences worth less than $200,000 and some worth more than $1 million. The cost of living in Seattle varies based on where you live. If you reside near public transportation, your cost of living will be substantially lower than if you live further away from a bus stop. Furthermore, the cost of living fluctuates depending on your economic level. People earning $50,000 or more per year have access to many advantages, unlike those earning less than $25,000. Things to consider for when buying a house. It's usually a good idea to ask yourself, what are your priorities, before buying a house? Do you desire a vast yard? Or do you prefer not to have any grass at all? How much parking space do you require? If you want a property with less maintenance, condos are a good option. A house for a family. If you have children, you should always look for a house with room to grow. An open place allows them to play and grow more freely. Another thing to consider is whether or not you want a yard. The yard area is ideal for children to run around and play. If you don't care about having a yard, you can look for a house near a park or a school. Square footage. You should budget between $500 and $800 per square foot if you want to buy a house in Seattle. It estimates everything from the size of the house to its location. Homes closer to downtown regions are often larger than those located further from the central city. Number of bedrooms. You should set up $30,000-$60,000 for each bedroom. It indicates that if you plan on having two children, you need a budget between $120,000-$240,000. People often spend between $20,000 and $40,000 per bathroom. However, if you intend on upgrading your bathroom, you might save up to $10,000. Buying a house with the expat tax break. Expats are persons who relocate abroad for work and subsequently opt to stay permanently. They can claim some government allowances that citizens cannot. These benefits include lower cost medical insurance and expanded governmental financial aid. If you are a non-American, the first thing to do before moving to Seattle is to buy a home in your native country. If you don't, you may have to pay taxes on the gains from selling your home in your native country. You might even have to pay capital gains tax on selling your home in your native country. Seattle's housing market predictions 2022 to 2025. The home market in Seattle will remain in high demand. Prices will rise over the next 5 years as a result. For the next 5 years, inventory will be scarce. Home buyers will have a plethora of possibilities. With increased competition, home buyers are more likely to prioritize location, size, and features over price. Single-family homes will remain popular. Their cost is the lowest, and their size is the largest. Millennials will fuel the demand for such homes. Millennials prefer smaller residences in desirable communities because they are less concerned about finding roommates. Conclusion: the real estate market in Seattle is thriving. While many homeowners who bought homes in Seattle between 2010 and 2014 could not sell in 2015. With rising prices and new projects developing, now might be the time to move to Seattle, now might be the time. Buying a house in Seattle is not just about finding a place with a nice view, it's also about selecting an area where you feel at ease.